indicated his willingness to compromise in the area of taxation, but he felt very strongly that we need a clean tax cut bill. But then he reiterated his opposition to the vastly increased spending that is being projected, which will run the deficit up to, well, it's projected now something about $80 billion.
Mr. Ford repeated his call for an immediate tax cut later when Harvard economist John Dunlop was sworn in as Secretary of Labor.
I can think of no one better able to meet today's broad challenges than John Dunlop. I knew this before he told the United States Senate that what we need most is a tax cut. The Labor Management Committee he chairs told us that even before I asked for a tax cut in my State of the Union message in January.